News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, and the Child Development Agency, CDA, are to be merged to facilitate greater efficiency in processing reports and in the investigation of cases. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says plans are being fast-tracked to ensure that the merger is completed in the first quarter of the new financial year. He further notes that this will assist in streamlining the country's child protection services. Minister Green says the move will result in, for example, shared space in some parish offices between an officer who receives a report and an officer who investigates the report. The OCR is mandated to collect reports of children who have been abandoned, neglected, physically or sexually abused, and in need of care and protection. The CDA investigates reports of child abuse, abandonment, and neglect, and ensures that these children receive quality state care. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the Integrity Commission Act, a bill which seeks to establish a single independent anti-corruption body to investigate and prosecute corruption in Jamaica. The body will be known as the Integrity Commission and will bring under one umbrella the operations of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, the former Integrity Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General. Among other responsibilities, the new Integrity Commission will monitor and investigate, where necessary, the award of government contracts and prescribed licenses and related matters. In opening the debate on the bill, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the enactment of the legislation is vital to efforts to meet the targets of Jamaica's economic growth agenda.
Let me emphasize the commitment of this government to fighting and eliminating corruption in this country. Accountability, transparency, and integrity are hallmarks of all self-respecting democracies, and these principles must always be promoted and upheld in furtherance of good governance, social cohesion, and economic advancement.
Prime Minister Holness adds that the establishment of a single anti-corruption body will help to improve Jamaica's ranking on the International Corruption Perception Index. Ground has been broken for the expansion of Women Incorporated's emergency shelter in Kingston, which houses victims of violence. The five-month project is being undertaken in partnership with the government at a cost of almost $15 million, provided under Phase 2 of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID's Community Empowerment Project. Gender Minister Olivia Grange says three more shelters are to be set up in short order.
We are committed to establishing three shelters, state-run shelters, across the island. Let's say one in every county. We, of course, will have to seek partners to make this a reality, but it will be initiated by government. We are already looking at a property in St. Mary. We are also in discussion with the Minister of Housing to identify a property in Kingston, because the facility that now exists that's operated by Women Inc. can only accommodate a limited number.
The renovation work will double the capacity of the shelter and will allow ease of access for the disabled. Finally, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has received two new tipper trucks to aid garbage collection efforts in the Kingston Metropolitan Area, KMA. The vehicles, valued at $21 million, were officially handed over by the government of Japan during the closing ceremony for a recent pilot project on solid waste reduction between the NSWMA and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. NSWMA Executive Director Audley Gordon received the gift on the agency's behalf.
We are held accountable in Jamaica for one main thing, the removal of garbage. People want us to take up their garbage. And central to that is trucks. And so when a country will, from their resources, see our need and make contribution to us, as has been done by the Japanese government, I humbly say thanks.
The units will be complemented by an additional 17 compactor trucks procured by the government, which should arrive in another 2 weeks. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
All criminal matters, except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act, are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.